Blog Talk Radio.
Loretta.
Happy birthday to you. Yes, sir.
We're going to skip all these readings of these names of these clans.
Huh?
I'm going to skip all the reading of his name.
You're in what, 26?
28. Yeah, you see all them names? I'm going to skip those.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I'm going to skip those and start in 52.
Start at what? 52.
52? Yeah.
Okay.
The Lord said to Moses, the land is to be allotted to them as an inheritance based on the number of names. To a larger group, give a larger inheritance. To a smaller group, a smaller one. Each is to receive his inheritance according to the number on those listed. Be sure that the land is distributed by lot, but each group inherited will be according to the name for its ancestral tribe. Each inheritance is to be distributed by lot among the larger and smaller groups. These were the Levites who were counted by their clan. The Gershon, the Gershonite clan, the Kohathite clan, the Merariah, the Merariah clan. These also were Levite clan. The Levite, the Lebanite clan, the Hezronite clan, the Mahilite clan, and the Mushite clan. The Korahite clan. Korah was the forefather of Abram. The name of Abram's wife was Jochebed, a descendant of Levi, who was born to the Levite in Egypt. To Amram she bore Aaron, Moses, and their sister Miriam. Aaron was the father of Nadab and Abihu, Elijah, and Ithamar. But Nadab and Abihu died when they made an offering before the Lord with unauthorized fire. And the male Levite, a month old or more, numbered 23,000. They were not counted along with the other Israelites because they received no inheritance among them. These are the ones counted by Moses and Eleazar, the priest. When they counted the Israelites on the plains of Moab by the Jordan across from Jericho, not one of them was among those counted by Moses and Aaron the priest when they counted the Israelites in the desert of Sinai. For the Lord had told the Israelites they would surely die in the desert, and not one of them was left except Caleb, son of Jephthah, and Joshua, son of Nun.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading here without a number. We did have some callers to call in. Let's see, Auntie Carrie?
Yes.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Sister Shirley.
Good evening.
Good evening.
And Auntie Betty.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Okay, so I'll do a roll call and we'll go ahead and get started. I have Auntie Carrie, Sister Shirley, Auntie Betty, Mom, Angela, Hubert, and myself.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
Good evening.
This is a day that the Lord has made, so let's rejoice and be glad in it. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Welcome to the Nellings Family Weekly Prayer Service. We pray that you all brought some good news to share. If not, just say pass. Now, if everyone would bow their head for the blessing of the prayer line, please.
Heavenly Father, we want to thank you for this prayer line that's been on for at least 9 years, I think. So we just want to thank you, Lord, for being help us together, help us to realize that the prayer line is really needed at this time, and we can get, have a chance to talk with one another on the prayer line, and we just praise God. We can't thank you enough, Father, for giving us this opportunity, and we're going to ask you to bless this prayer line and keep all harm or anything that comes between us and you on this day. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that prayer, Mom. Let's see here. I go to Sister Shirley. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Isaiah 58, starting at verse 13. If you keep your feet from breaking the Sabbath and from doing as you please on my holy day, if you call the Sabbath a delight and the Lord's holy day honorable, and if you honor it by not going your own way and not doing as you please or speaking idle words, then you will find your joy in the Lord. And I will cause you to ride on the heights of the land and to feast on the inheritance of your father Jacob. Read 13 and 14, Isaiah 58. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Sister Shirley, out of Isaiah. Next, I go to Angela. Did you want to share tonight or be a listener?
Yeah. I'm going to share. I'm coming from Ecclesiastes 9 and just a prayer.
Can you
hear? Yeah, hear me?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, God, in Jesus' name, we thank you for the wisdom to know that we are created for your glory. We praise you for your tender mercy and loving kindness. As we learn how to trust you in all things and to wait for your instructions, we pray daily for a fresh awareness of our dependence on you as we seek to do greater work in your name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Angela, out of Ecclesiastes. We do have another caller. I believe that is Auntie Dot.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good
evening. Good evening. Amen. Amen. Okay. Next, I go to Auntie Carrie. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I was going to read Psalm 117. Praise the Lord, all ye nations. Praise him, all ye people. For his mercies, kindness is great toward us. And his truth endureth forever. Praise ye the Lord. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Carrie, out of Psalms. Next, I'll go to Hubert. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yeah, I've come out of Psalm 53. The fool says in his heart, there is no God. They are corrupt and their ways are vile. There is no one who does good. God looked down from heaven on the sons of men to see if there were any who understand and who seek God. Everyone has turned away. They have together become corrupt. There is no one who does good, not even one. Will the evildoers never learn? Those who devour my people as men eat bread and who do not call on God. There they were, overwhelmed with dread, where there was nothing to dread. God scattered the bones of those who attacked you. You put them to shame, for God despised them. Oh, that the salvation of Israel would come out of Zion. When God restored the fortune of his people, let Jacob rejoice and Israel be glad. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you for that reading here out of Psalms. We do have another caller. Brother Daniel?
Yes, ma'am. I called in to hear everybody's voice and wish everybody a happy Merry Christmas, but I'm just a listener.
Amen. Right. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Okay, next I go to Auntie Dot. Any
questions
you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm going to read Luke, second chapter. I think that's 57 to 65, I think. The birth of John the Baptist. When it was time for Elizabeth to have her baby, she gave birth to a son. Her neighbor and relative heard that the Lord had shown her great mercy, and they shared her joy. On the eighth day, they came to circumcise the child, and they were going to name him after his father, Zachary. But his mother spoke up and said, "No, he is to be called John," they said to her. This is no one among your relations who had had that name." Then they made signs for his father to find out what he would like to name the child. He asked him for a writer tablet, and everyone astonished, he wrote, "His name is John." Immediately his mouth was open and the tongue was loose, and he began to speak, praising God. The neighbors were all filled with awe, and throughout the hill country of Judah, people were talking about all these things. Everyone who heard the wonderful about it asked, What this is this child going to be? For the Lord's hand was with him. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Dot, out of Luke.
Yeah, Luke chapter 7.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Next, I have Auntie Betty. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm about to find something else. Dot read me.
Praise God.
Oh my God. Amen. I'm coming out of the book of Psalm 135. It says, "Praise the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise him, ye who serve the Lord. Ye who serve the house of the Lord, in the court of the house of God. Praise the Lord, for the Lord is good. Celebrate his lovely name with music, for the Lord has chosen Jacob for himself, Israel for his own special treasure. I know the greatness of the Lord, that our Lord is greater than any other God. the Lord does whatsoever please him throughout all the heaven and earth and on the sea and in the deep. He caused the cloud to rise over the whole earth and it sent lightning within the rain and released the wind from the storehouse. He destroyed the firstborn of each Egyptian home, both people and animals. He performed miracles, signs, and wonders in Egypt against Pharaoh and all his people. He struck down great nations, and he slaughtered mighty kings. All of the king of Canaan, he gave their land as an inheritance, a special possession to his people Israel. Your name, O Lord, endure forever. Your frame, O Lord, is known to every generation. For the Lord will give justice to his people and have compassion on his servant. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Betty, out of Psalms. Next I go to Mom. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yeah, I'm coming out the Red Prayer Book. And it says, thank you for your promise. Father, I come to you in the name of Jesus, my Lord and my Savior. I come to you with a heart of thanksgiving. I thank you for all the good things in my life, for you are the creator of all things good. Father, I thank you for your presence, for in your presence is the fullness of my joy. And in your presence, I am complete and whole. In your presence, I have purpose. Because of your presence, I am glad to be here. Father, I thank you for your plan that I might have a full life with joy and have it in abundance to overflowing. Father, I thank you for the privilege that all of my needs are met according to your riches and glory, and that I may prosper in all areas of my life as my soul shall prosper. Father, I thank you for your protection, that your perfect love casts out all fear, and that no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Father, I thank you for your peace, the peace that passes all understanding, the peace that keeps me calm and secure through adversity, the peace that leads me through all the storms that come into my life. Father, I thank you for my life and your presence in it. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you for that reading, Mom, out of the Red Prayer Book. Okay, we have reached a part of our program where we pray for our sick and shut-in. But before we go into our prayer, we lost a family member this week, Dwight. So let's just have a moment of silence, please. Amen, amen, amen,
amen.
May God
amen.
With family
amen.
While grieving their loss. Amen, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Before I go into the prayer, Auntie Dot, is there anything you would like to share with us?
No, I just want y'all to keep us in your prayer.
Okay.
And hope everything go good, which we know it will. Yes, just pray for the whole family.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And if everyone would bow their head for the sick and shut in, please. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for all that you do for our sick and shut in. Thank you for Auntie Wally, Auntie Dot, Auntie Carrie, Auntie Betty, Auntie Marie, Mother May, Sister Angela, and Sister Shirley, Uncle Dave, Uncle Gary, Uncle Willie, Uncle Oliver, Ruth Edwards, Hubert and Daniel Lowe, the Ross family, the Verner family, the Lakeland family, the Thomas family, the Franklin family, Cody family, the Simmons family, Carlos and the Wells family, Vanessa family, the Brown family, the Peters family, the Moore family, the McClure family, Charlie and family, the Allen family, the Moody family, the Johnson family, Reverend Slappy and family, Anthony May and family, Jarrell and family, the Williams family, Dessa Kendrick, Tony, Brian, Eric, DeMarcus, and Malachi, and anyone else that we are not aware of but stand in need of a prayer. Heavenly Father, we plead the precious blood of Jesus over our sick and shut-in, from the crown of their head to the sole of their feet. And Father God, we thank you for every second of the day. Give our sick and shut-ins the strength that they need to keep pressing forward with Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. In Jesus Christ's holy name, let everyone say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And I'm going to attempt to sing a song.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, I need you to help me. Oh, Lord, need you to help me. Help me on my journey. Help me on my way. Oh, Lord, need you to help me. While I'm praying, I need you to help me. While I'm praying, I need you to help me. Help me on my journey. Help me on my way. Oh, Lord, need you to help me. While I'm healing, I need you to help me. While I'm healing, I need you to help me. Help me on my journey. Help me on my way. Oh, Lord, need you to help me. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Okay, we are at the birthday week, December 23rd. Through the 29th. And if anyone didn't know, happy birthday, Hubert.
Happy birthday, Hubert. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
Well, we have a night on Saturday, Freddie.
Yeah, the 29th,
which will be Saturday. That goes in this week. And I'm the only one that I have that I know about here on this list.
Uh-huh.
So that we know, whoever sang the birthday song, we know we have somebody's birthday every day. So it's more than those
Amen.
Two this week.
Amen. Amen. Okay, Auntie Carrie, would you do us the honor in singing the birthday song tonight?
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Hubert. Happy birthday to you. May God bless you. May God bless you. May God bless you. May God bless you. Amen.
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 Amen. Happy birthday, Hubert.
Happy birthday to Freddie also this week.
Amen.
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 Amen for Freddie too, but it's later in the week.
Yeah, put it in this week.
Thank you for that beautiful song, Auntie Carrie. Let's see, we're at the part where we share what's on our heart, whether it be a praise report, testimony, a song, a poem, or even more Bible verses. And I'll just go down the list and we share. My first candidate is Hubert. Any praise, support, testimony, song, or poem you would like to share with the group tonight?
I was coming out of Isaiah 29, verse 19 to 24. Once more, the humble will rejoice in the Lord. The needy will rejoice in the Holy One of Israel. The ruthless will vanish. The mockers will disappear. And all who have an eye for evil will be cut down. Those who with their word make a man out to be guilty, who ensnare the defender in court, and with false testimony deprive the innocent of justice. Therefore, this is what the Lord who redeemed Abraham said to the house of Jacob. No longer will Jacob be ashamed. No longer will their faces grow pale. When they see among them their children, the works of my hand, they will keep my name holy. They will acknowledge the holiness of the Holy One of Jacob and will stand in awe of the God of Israel. Those who are wayward in spirit will gain understanding. Those who complain will accept instruction. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Hubert, out of Isaiah. Next, I go to Auntie Dot. Any praise, support, testimony, song, or poem you would like to share with the group tonight?
Yeah, I'm going to read Psalm 100. Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful song. Know that the Lord is God. It is he who has made us, and we are his people. His sheep are his pasture. Enter his gate with thanksgiving, and his coat with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name. For the Lord is good, all his love endure forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. And I have to share this with you, Auntie Dot. You took Auntie Betty part with Psalms. And I just read that. Psalms 100 before the prayer line started. So God is with you, girl.
Amen. Affirmation.
Amen. God is with you tonight. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for that reading out of Psalms. Amen. Amen. Okay, next I go to Sister Shirley. Any praise, support, testimony, song, or poem you would like to share with the group tonight?
I pass.
Okay. Amen. All right, next I have Mom. Any praise, support, testimony, song, or poem you would like to share with the group tonight?
I'm going to try to sing Silent Night.
Amen.
Amen.
Silent night, holy night. Oh, all is calm, all is night. Round your birthday, Christ the Savior is born.
pure light, rayed and beamed from the holy face, will the dawn of redeeming grace. Jesus is Lord at the birth. Jesus the Lord at the birth. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you for that beautiful song, Silent Night, Mom.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Okay, next I go to Auntie Carrie. Any praise, support, testimony, song, or poem you would like to share with the group tonight?
I pass.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay. Next, I go to Angela. Any praise report, testimony, song, or poem you would like to share with the group tonight?
I'm going to read out of 3, John 3, Walking in God's Truth.
I didn't hear you.
John 3. Walking in God's truth. We need those among us who heed Paul's words to the early Christians to stand firm then, with the belt of truth buckled around your waist, with the belt plate of righteousness in place, and with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. Christians must stand tall, even if it means standing alone in the truth. Our word is our bond, our parents used to say, and we must live life so that others can trust us to do that which we say we shall do. Our word is God's word. A contemporary song encourages us to sing to God, order my steps in your word. To walk in truth is to go forward with ordered steps, knowing that the God who created us did not give us a spirit of timidity, but a spirit of power, of love, and of self-discipline. Today, fear no evil, for God is with us. Even if we should walk in the valley of the shadow of death, go forward, my brothers and sisters. Walk in truth. Do not look back into the darkness, but look forward to the light at the end of the dark tunnel. Amen.
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 Thank you for that reading. Let's see here. I will go next, and this is attempting to sing again. Oh, come all you faithful, I'll just do one verse.
Amen.
Oh,
amen.
Joyful and triumphant, oh come ye, oh come to Bethlehem. Come and behold him, born the King of Angels. Oh come, let us adore him. Testimony, song, or poem you would like to share with the group tonight?
I'm going to read out of the record a poem by Cindy Watts. It said, Waiting
Amen.
On the Lord. Waiting on the Lord is hard things to do. Just look to the Lord and wait for his cue. We get in such a hurry and just want to go. When God say in his word, just be still and know. Be still and don't lose heart if the trials seem long. If you plug the branches into the vine, you can be strong. He has the power we need to travel down life's road. Just tell him all your problems, and he will carry your load. God is always on time, though sometimes have to wait. He knows what he is doing, and he's never too late. His schedule is not disrupted because of our lack of trust. He just wants to get the glory in our life to reject. Be still and know that I am God. Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Merry Christmas to you and a happy new year.
Amen.
Right.
Okay. Let's see here. We have reached the part of our program where if there's anything anyone would like to share before we go into our closing prayer. I would like to welcome Auntie Carrie and Sister Shirley back. We miss you guys. Welcome back.
Amen.
Okay. Everyone could bow their head for the closing prayer, please.
Loretta.
Oh, he's doing better. He's home. He came home yesterday, and it seems as though he recovered once he got home. The hospital was keeping him sick. So he was up and running around, doing fine, breathing on his own. So thanks for asking. I forgot to share that, my grandson. He's 2 years old, just 2 weeks ago.
I know, but I told you it's 11 o'clock Saturday morning. Yeah, but you didn't know the name of the funeral home.
Walking funeral home.
Walking.
Okay, you got plenty of time this week to tell me.
Yeah, I get to you. I get to you.
Okay.
So everything going to be at the chapel.
What day?
Saturday.
Saturday.
At 11 o'clock. At Watkins Funeral Home in Jonesboro, Georgia.
Amen.
That was the information on how to welcome home the wife.
Amen.
Thank you, Doc, for that updated information. Let's see here. If everyone would bow their head for the closing prayer, please.
Dear Lord, give us the discernment to be thankful for every season and give us the strength to bring you glory through it all.
Amen.
Did you hear it?
Amen.
Well, that concludes our program for tonight. The Nellen family and friends would like to thank everyone for joining us, and we pray that there was something shared that would help us through our busy week. Heavenly Father, we ask that you continue to bless our president and everyone in the White House. Bless America, Israel, and other nations. bless our schools, and bless our prayer line. Father God, we
Amen.
Promise to put on our full armor this week for protection from our enemy. And remember to put God first in all that you do, and he will direct your path. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And happy holiday greeting. Y'all be careful out here.
All right.
We love you.
Amen.
I love you all.
Everyone
have a Merry Christmas and
Merry
a safe
Christmas.
And Happy New Year. Amen.
Amen.
Merry
Christmas, everyone, and happy birthday to Hubert.
Amen.
Bye-bye.
Night, everyone. Love you all.
Good night.
Night.
And Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
But that one word just feels like it's gonna be alright. I can make it through the night. Don't worry, mama say, or daddy say, or sister.
Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare him room. In heaven and nature sing, in heaven and nature sing, in heaven and nature sing. Everyone have a safe, happy, Merry Christmas. We love you all from the Nellum family and friends. God bless you all. Good night.
Good night. Good night.